Our Father God, we believe. Lord, we believe that all creation sings your glory. And I thank you, God, for men and women that you have gifted to write songs like that, for technology to produce videos like that, that our hearts could be stirred in some small way just to love you and to stand in awe at all that you've made. And Lord, for 1,000 years, if we could live and watch the growth of technology, we would still barely explore the surface, let alone the depths of all that you have made. And so we just sit and stand before you today, God, and we say, we believe. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and the redemption that comes by his name. Thank you, Father, for your word, and thank you for those magnificent videos and that song. We ask, Lord, that our lives would be different for being here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Romans, the book of Romans. What do we got, George? Nothing? He's just shaking his head at me. All right, keep going, he says. You know, you got to love technology, but boy, I'll tell you, we've had a hard time switching from cassette tapes to CDs to MP3. And if any of you folks are gifted with understanding that process from going from a WAV file to an MP3 file, you need to see me sometime soon. We're having a hard time. But we're working on it. Romans chapter 1. The reason it's important is because we have others who listen on the internet now, and they like to be with us when they can through the internet and can't be here in person. So last week in Romans, we went through verse 17, I think only verses 14 through 17, where Paul was explaining to the church at Rome, which he had never visited, that he was longing with a huge desire to go and visit them and make an apostolic visit to the church in Rome. They had never had one. And he was seeking to impart to them some gift for their benefit and receive from them their giftings for his benefit, that he might be strengthened. But the key thing, at least for our study last week, was in verse 17, the Apostle Paul wrote this: "For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." And I said last week that that's really the sum, the key to the whole book of Romans. The key to the book of Romans is not that we live by faith or that faith alone, although those are important messages in Romans. The real message of Romans, from my perspective, is that there is a righteousness from God that is ours by faith. And so Paul develops in the whole book of Romans, in the first three chapters, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not just the Jews, but the Gentiles also. And then he goes on to develop an entire doctrinal statement as to what the righteousness is that's given to us in the name of Jesus by faith. And that is the most magnificent. Aren't you anxious after watching that video to meet the one who created all that? Aren't you anxious? Wouldn't you like to see his perspective going under the water and above the water and the stars over? How about looking at the stars from the other side instead of this side? Wouldn't that be neat? Well, we have the opportunity in Jesus Christ to attain the righteousness so that we can see God in a favorable light one of these days when we die. We get to die one day, you know. We don't have to live like this forever. And so verse 17, in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that's by faith from first to last. Now in verse 18, today we're going to do verses 18.